KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the Portland Eco Film Festival's Earth Day weekend celebration from April 20th through the 22nd at the Hollywood Theater in Portland. The Portland Eco Film Festival features films about the environment, nature conservation, outdoor adventure, agriculture, and community wellness. This Earth Day weekend celebration is four screenings over 3 days featuring the films The Reluctant Radical, Beyond the Big Fish, and more. Again, that's the Portland Eco Film Festival's Earth Day weekend celebration from April 20th through the 22nd at the Hollywood Theater, 4122 Northeast Sandy Boulevard in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Tuesday, April 10th, 2018, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, Community Sanctuary Solidarity at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM. Well, wake up, Cascadia. We have a number of thoughts on the stove. Everything seems to be boiling over all at once with the warrant that precipitated, of course, the searching of Trump's lawyer Cohen's offices, which Trump refers to as a break-in, which is so egregious a thing to come out with and say in front of the entire nation, that alone would be sufficient to condemn this man. But in the maelstrom of other egregious words from this White House, this barely registers. We have so much here that it seems either we're overwhelmed or there is no single voice in the wilderness, so to speak, willing to let itself be heard above all of the it seems to be just like the flotsam and jetsam, the foam floating on top of much darker waters. Whatever the media comes up with, the rest of it online. Thanks, Mark Zuckerberg. Hope you have a nice time today in Congress, by the way. The darker waters beneath are what really ought to be troubling us. The rest of it, the foam and the garbage floating on the surface, though, serves as more than adequate distraction. Today, we're going to have Francis Boyle will be joining us, an extraordinary mind, and we are so fortunate that he's and sense of humor, the two often found in the same in the same sentence, joining us today to talk about Syria, because there, at the heart of the matter, is Syria. We do have Mark Zuckerberg, who is going to be entertaining Congress today with his unique stand-up performance. We will, just at the moment when Donald Trump is, the pressure is on him. Trump simply does not have the mental capability to really understand how much trouble he's in. He does seem to know that things are pretty bad, and much of his of what he's able to articulate sounds like it's coming from exactly what it is coming from, a very spoiled child that has always been able to pay other people to do its work. both good and evil. So Trunk squallings do sound like a furious child frantically pushing the button to call some servant of some sort to come to his rescue. There just simply isn't anyone. And now he's got himself into a corner, not only with regard to chemical attacks in Syria, but also with John Bolton foaming at the mouth to go to war and show the country his stuff. Thanks, Bolton. We don't want to see your stuff. And Trump frantically trying to keep it together and not fall apart in public any more than he already has. Good morning. Our guest today, Francis Boyle, Professor of International Law at the University of Illinois College of Law. And the quote to kick things off, any U.S. attack targeting the Syrian government or its forces would clearly violate both U.S. and international law. That said, it's even worse than that, it would appear, because, of course, Trump has John Bolton, his little red devil suit, prodding him in the backside to go to war, and at the same time knowing that war with Syria really, really means war with Russia. So where does that leave us? Is there anyone at all who can possibly take charge and manage this mess? Does anyone have leverage with Trump or Bolton? How do you see this sorting itself out?
Well, thank you very much for having me on, Chris, again, and my best to your listening audience. As you correctly pointed out, an extremely dangerous situation. The Russia has put its naval forces in the area and has threatened retaliation if Trump kills their troops, though apparently not their mercenaries. And it does look that Trump is coordinating some type of military strike with the United Kingdom and France. So it sounds to me like it's going to be very substantial. And they very, thanks to Bolton, they might decide to hit Iran and Hezbollah as well as Syria, and perhaps hope to miss the Russians. I really don't know, but it's very dangerous. And under the circumstances, as I suggested in our press release today, I think you have to contact your member of the House of Representatives, the House, not the Senate, and ask him or her to immediately put into the House a bill of impeachment against Trump over what he's doing now or planning to do now to Syria. We know this has worked before when Obama was going to illegally attack Syria back in 2013 over these bogus charges of using chemical weapons at Ghouta. He backed off because, as Ben Rhodes said, he feared impeachment. Likewise, we also know that Bush Sr. in his memoirs said that he did not go all the way to Baghdad in the first Gulf War in 1991 because he feared impeachment. The late, great member of the House, Henry B. Gonzalez, and Ramsey Clark, the former Attorney General of the United States, and I had started a campaign to impeach Bush if he went to war, and I did the first draft of that resolution. So we couldn't stop the war, but we did prevent Bush. He stopped at Basra and didn't go to all the way to Baghdad, which we saw his son doing and creating an absolute catastrophe. So if you're asking me my opinion, what can be done now, we need a bill of impeachment in immediately over Syria against Trump. And I am offering my services pro bono publico to any member of the U.S. House of Representatives that wants to put that bill of impeachment in right away and, you know, try to prevent, you know, what I guess could escalate into a war with Russia.
Just so listeners know, too, our guest today, Francis Boyles, if anybody can do this, can put this together on such short notice, our guest today, Francis Boyle, is the one who could pull this off. It would certainly be a coup de grace if this happens. It would get America's traditional allies, what few there are left, France and so forth, to off the hook for this. I can't understand why France would go along with something like this. And I do wonder
France if... France is under Macron.
Yes,
so,
well...
That's already been reported, and indeed the French already have troops in Syria. That's also been reported. The Turkish government released a satellite images of the French troops already over there. Look, the French, the British, the Americans, you know, we're over there to steal all that oil. Right,
yeah.
Now, the U.S. military forces are right near the Syrian oil fields, and the British and the French are there, too. They have their troops there, too. So they're, you know, they want oil, and they want the geographical location there to control any flow of oil from the Persian Gulf to the Mediterranean, and then using this at some point as a staging point for a direct attack on Iran and Iran itself. It appears they have no compunction against attacking Iranian military forces in Syria itself. The Israelis did this, and they got a green light from Trump to do it. So Iran has threatened retaliation too if they are attacked. And I should point out, despite all the war propaganda you're seeing in the news media today, again, this alleged attack, Duma, is just, you know, another false flag attack like the last two.
Sure. Yeah.
That were completely debunked by Cy Hirsch, the Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist who unmasked Milei, and also Professor Ted Postel at MIT, who's a weapons expert. So, this is just more of the same warmongering propaganda that's going on here. And we do have to remember, Russia is lawfully in Syria at the valid request of the Syrian government to defeat the jihadi terrorists that Obama put in there illegally. And likewise, Iran is in there at the legitimate request under international law of the Syrian government to defeat the jihadi terrorists that Obama put in there to overthrow the government of Syria. So that's, you know, really what's going on there. Turkey has illegally invaded Syria. This is a case of the Ottoman Empire returning, and it looks like they've already sliced off a chunk of Syria for themselves, and they too are interested in moving toward the oil fields. So it's a very complex situation, but certainly, and the United States has illegally attacked and invaded Syria as well. So, from a legal perspective, that's the way I see it. But it's an extremely dangerous situation right now. And, you know, we could see that whole area erupting in war. And, maybe they hope they can keep the Russians out of it. I really don't know, but yesterday the Russian government has said that Syria is, they have an alliance there with Syria, and indicated they might be prepared to defend Syria from an attack by anyone. So that would mean us and the French and the British. But to get back to my point, if your listeners want to know what to do in your listening audience here, contact your member of the House of Representatives, demand an immediate bill of impeachment be put in on this. I'm happy to serve as pro bono counsel, and indeed I have previous bills. I did both with respect to Bush Sr. over the Iraq War, and then Bush Jr. Trying to prevent his war against Iraq, which regrettably I failed to do.
That said, bringing Turkey into it, the situation has, there are so many variables here, and it seems no one in the United States, which traditionally countries turn to the United States to see what was next on the table, and there is no one at the helm. No,
that's for sure. But I'm going to have to go, Chris.
Thank you so much
for having me on, and that's my best advice.
Thank you very, very much for joining us.
And I'll help that person. Okay, bye.
Thank you. Goodbye. Our guest, of course, was Dr. Francis Boyle. He's been on the show a number of times in the past. This is it. If there ever was a time we needed to hear from Boyle, this is it. This has been Air Cascadia, minus the usual remarks and the weather. Let's just leave it at that. It's going to rain, and it's a hard rain. It's going to fall. It's about, I can tell you. This has been Air Cascadia for Tuesday, April 10th, 2018. Engineering for us today, Ray, and Ray's last name always escapes me. Thanks, Ray. Derek Hooks is our AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
Coming up next on KBOO, it's Flashpoints.